During the debate, the Council heard from the newly appointed Special Representative of the UN Secretary-General on Children and Armed Conflict. Leila Zerugui spoke of positive developments, including the release of thousands of children from armed groups and landmark verdicts by the International Criminal Court. But she said violence in places like Syria, Mali, Libya, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo has raised new threats.
The situation for children in Syria is dire. My staff and other United Nations colleagues have documented government attacks on schools, children denied access to hospitals, girls and boys suffering and dying in bombardments of their neighborhoods, and also being subject to torture, including sexual violence, sometimes for weeks.
The resolution was supported by 11 of the 15 Security Council members, with none voting against it. China was among the four countries which abstained, stating that the vote took place without adequate consultation. Li Baodong is Chinese ambassador to the United Nations.
The mandate of the Security Council resolution cannot be willfully interpreted to equalize the incidence of terrorist attack in Pakistan to armed conflict. Pakistan is at the forefront of the international fight against terrorism and has made important contributions to the cooperation in the international fight against terrorism.
The UN Office dealing with children and armed conflict is enhancing cooperation on child protection with partners such as the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. They're also linking up with the International Labour Organization so that former child soldiers can be economically reintegrated into their communities. For UNICEF Chief Anthony Lake, children forced to fight or who have witnessed war up close have seen too much.
In a child's eyes, you'll find the light of hope, of promise for the future. But look into the eyes of former child soldiers or the eyes of children who have suffered from terrible abuses or even the eyes of those who have simply witnessed the horrors of war. That light is shadowed still by fear, pain, and the terrible knowledge of humanity at its worst.
Leila Zerugui, the UN envoy for children in conflict situations, is convinced the international community can shield children from the scourge of war. Following the Security Council meeting, her office will launch a smartphone application listing key documents on child protection. The aim is to provide policymakers and those seeking to influence them with readily available information that could have an impact on future decisions. Deanne Penn, United Nations.